What is the understanding that we have of his role in the universe? And to understand that, we have to first realize that the Christological approach to who Satan does not derive at all from Jewish sources. Originally it's the Catholic approach, and maybe it filtered through with, certainly in John Milton's Paradise Lost, he speaks of it. The image is of the adversary or Satan, who is an angel of God, who has fallen from grace, is banished from Eden, and now he says, well, if you threw me out, I'm going to get you back, he says to God, I'll set up a rival kingdom, and I'm going to, and there's a competition between Satan and God, who can win the most souls. Is that, roughly speaking, what the classic Christian approach is?
Yes.
Now, this makes no sense at all. And certainly, it's totally alien to the Jewish concept of who Satan is. The only reference to Satan by the name of Satan is, of course, the book of Job. And the book of Job begins in chapter 1 with a description of Job as a righteous man, a wealthy man, blessed with a wonderful family. And then it says, and it was on a certain day. This is chapter 1, verse 6. And it was on the special day, and the special day, say the rabbis, is Rosh Hashanah, the new year, on which people are being judged. And the children of the Lord come and stand before the Lord. By children of the Lord, Rashi explains, we're talking about angels. And Satan comes in their midst. And if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about why this strange expression, and Satan is in their midst. Why don't we simply say, and